The roundtable was attended by representatives from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, U.S. Department of Justice, and Homeland Security, as well as representatives from the state and local level. Representatives spoke about the challenges of tracking, monitoring, and preventing fentanyl from entering the local markets.
The stuff is coming in directly into the community.
That's Bruce Orr, Associate Deputy Attorney General for the U.S. Department of Justice.
And they're using the mails, they're using FedEx, DHL, all the different private express mail services, and it's coming. So it's very difficult for us to stop. Can't concentrate on a particular, you know, hey, we know who the Sinaloa Plaza boss is, let's go after him. It could be, you know, multiple people. So our guys have to really shift and become, instead of kind of street agents, they have to become cyber agents, and they have to be able to trace this back through the internet, back to its source.
David Abbott is the Assistant Special Agent in charge of Homeland Security Investigations.
Just to add one fentanyl that's coming in that we're seeing in this region, it is exactly that. It's international mail parcels coming from China. We work quite a bit with our partners in Customs and Border Protection that man those international postal facilities. International mail facilities.
Orr says it's not just that fentanyl is flooding the markets, but that overseas suppliers are making new varieties as fast as the Drug Enforcement Agency can make them illegal.
We need to get ahead of this somehow, because we can't be always chasing something that's not illegal, particularly in China. They've got to make all of this stuff illegal. So we want to try to make all the fentanyls illegal at once, if we can do that. And so that the folks are working on that, convince the Chinese to do the same.
Officials say until they get a handle on cutting the flow of fentanyl and similar synthetic knockoffs, the number of overdoses in the region is likely to continue to rise. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.